I was saying a moment ago, for the first time since the 1800s, Britain's electricity is free of coal. How far are we from catching up? Will we ever? This, of course, as our government is being sued for air pollution in Mpumalanga area. We're joined now by the incoming Minister of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, Barbara Creasy. A very good morning to you, Minister. I really have to say, firstly, congratulations on your appointment.
Good morning, Bongani, and thank you very much, and good morning to all your listeners.
All right, let's get straight to it. I mean, you've got a portfolio that's really often quite a tough balancing act between our immediate needs and the long term. Where are we on this matter as far as, if I remember, for example, the former minister, the late minister Edna Mulewa, published an air quality management plan to clean up pollution. Activists are saying nothing's really changed. Where are we?
Bongani, I think that it's just important at the outset to acknowledge that there definitely are problems with regard to the quality of air in Mpumalanga province. I was myself coincidentally working in that area over the past 4 months of the election campaign, not in any way linked to my current portfolio, and I did experience for myself that there is indeed a problem there. I think that what the issue is that you would know, and as you've already explained, our country is dependent on coal for our power supply. And currently, as you know, our power stations are working extremely hard to keep the lights on.
Yeah.
And the consequence of that is that one would probably find that routine maintenance is not being done as it should be, and therefore there is an increasing problem.
Yeah.
The point that I made when we were taken to court by these NGOs, today I'm 14 days old, and I really would have wanted an opportunity to apply my mind to this situation, and as you correctly say, look at this delicate balancing act that we've got to do between keeping the lights on the one hand and not creating a major public health threat on the other.
Yeah. Look, it's difficult to fight with you, Minister, as you say, because you're 14 days into this. But, I mean, we've seen your predecessors come in, make the right noises. There was a high-felt priority area, as far back as 2007. We always get acknowledgements, but we're stuck with the same situation all these years later.
Indeed. And I think that is why one has to, with immediate effect, apply one's mind exactly what has gone wrong there. Why is it that we're not able to give effect to that balancing act? Because I believe that there are things that we can do to improve the quality. And Section 24 of the Constitution does talk about progressive realization of the rights. And I think both communities and civil society would want to see a situation where we are taking steps, even if those steps are baby steps initially.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, Minister, why don't we do this? Let's let you hit the ground running, get on your feet, and maybe some point down the line, we'll invite you into the studio and we can chat about all these things, because there's so much that we want to discuss with you, not only in terms of air pollution, but of course, conservation issues, the delicate balance around tourism, and what the Minister, your cabinet colleague, Minister Mandashe, sees as, what did he call it? A silly debate around coal. There's so much for us to chat to you about. Down the line, we'll bring you into the studio and have that conversation.
I would welcome that opportunity, Bongani.
Fantastic. Minister of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, Barbara Creasy.